So one of the things that we notice about Jesus from the Bible when he spoke about God and when he spoke about the kingdom of heaven was that he was very good at looking at the natural world around him and taking lessons from the beauty of nature, from plants, from animals, from birds, and using them to illustrate what he wanted to teach us about God. And one of the passages that's always intrigued me was St. Matthew tells us that Jesus was in Jerusalem, and he had been in Jerusalem teaching about God and trying to call people to him and to follow him. But what he noticed was this hodgepodge of political intrigue, religious faction, people doing their own thing, people living for themselves, living for the day. And he says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how long I have longed to gather you together as a mother hen gathers her children under her wings for protection." That's always intriguing. What did Jesus know about chickens? And what do chickens teach us about the love of God? So I've asked Melody to help us to understand something about the mothering love of God from a chicken. So here we have a hen, just as Jesus was talking about. So Melody, what's your hen's name?
This is Martha.
Good, come close to the microphone.
This is Martha.
So this is Martha. And is Martha a good hen?
She's amazing. Yeah, she's 5 years old. And she's, the breed of her is a Frizzle. Well, yeah, she's a standard Frizzle. And last year, I took on a rooster called Barry. And Barry really took to Martha in a big way.
Oh, did he? Right.
And
okay.
He didn't leave her alone. And then there were 6 eggs underneath her one day. And I realised that she was being a little bit broody. So she stayed there. And 21 days later, there were 6... what is termed as sizzles, because if you breed a frizzle with a silky, which is what Barry the rooster was, you then get a frizzle.
Fantastic.
So there were all these lovely little creatures rushing about.
Okay.
But she was amazing as a mum and very protective and wouldn't let anybody get near her little ones.
So can I ask you, Melody, so Jesus sees all the busyness of Jerusalem and everybody running in their own direction, and he wants to call everyone to himself, as a mother hen gathers her chicks. So how does a mother hen know when there's danger nearby?
She just senses.
How would she call her chicks to herself?
She does. She just calls out and
she makes a special noise.
She does, yeah. She squawks and then they all just come running.
Okay.
Yeah, literally. And then she puts her wings out and they all go underneath until they get a certain size. And then they just sit around her. But
okay.
when they're small, they all sit collectively underneath her.
And what sort of things does a mother hen teach her chicks?
She would teach them how to eat.
How to eat, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So they follow her. Don't they, Martha?
Teach them how to fly?
Frizzles don't fly.
Oh, they don't fly. Okay. We were a bit worried that if Melody let go, that we might have a flying chicken going around the church. We weren't too keen about
that. The nature of her feathers are that they don't lay flat against the skin, so that prevents her from being able to take off. Like all the other girls that I've got, I let them out of the coop in the morning, and they all take off.
Okay.
It's like Heathrow Airport. They run, and then they take off.
Okay.
So if I bought them, it would be, they'd be down there.
Okay.
I run towards the light.
Okay. As somebody who looks after a number of hens and sees them with their babies, is a mother hen sacrificial? Will she give her life for her babies?
Yes.
Can you tell us how that would happen?
If, for instance, there was a sparrowhawk that came, when they're very tiny, you wouldn't let them out of the coop. But if they start to get just a little bit more... have a little bit more movement, then you can open the door and then they will go out and follow mum. But if there is something like a sparrowhawk or if there was something in the undergrowth, she's picking up all the time. She's looking up to the sky with her head on the side and she would go towards that and use all her strength to fight them to her death.
Right.
She will fight to the death.
For her children.
She will.
Okay. So if Jesus was trying to help us to understand something about the mothering love of God from a hen, what would you think he must have seen? The Bible doesn't tell us that Jesus had chickens at home, but he must have observed them to be able to use that phrase. What do you think, what would you see looking at your hen? what would Jesus be getting at? What does it teach us about the love of God for each one of us, do you think? Big question.
I think that for us it's that we are all collectively like those chicks.
We're like the chicks, yeah.
And he provides the wings.
He's the mother hen.
The mother hen. We're all able to crawl underneath his wings at times.
Yeah.
And feel safe.
So we can all crawl under the wings of Christ Jesus.
Yeah, I feel that.
And be safe.
I feel that.
Fantastic. Well, like at a baptism, we walk the baby up and down so everybody can see the baby. Would you like to walk your hen up and down so everybody can see your hen?
Sure. Yeah.
Jesus was also quoting one of the Psalms, where Psalm 91 says that, in the words of God, he wants to protect his people under his wings. So Jesus was making the words of God his own from the Psalms. So perhaps, Melody, after the service, if anyone wants to ask you, Melody's can sell you eggs, if you like, after the as well, so have a little bit about that. And while you're having a look at the hen, do you want to come and read us our first lesson, Maureen? Thank you.